Good morning. For New England Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Healy. PVTA bus route cuts could be announced this week. That's after the Transit Authority's state appropriation came in more than $1.5 million less than expected. Protests are planned in response, and the five colleges, which have pumped millions of dollars into the PVTA, have warned the Transit Authority they might seek bus services from another provider. The state budget is still sitting on Governor Charlie Baker's desk. To find out if Western Massachusetts transit woes are making any ripples on Beacon Hill, we turn, as we do most Mondays, to State House News Service reporter Matt Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, as the governor reviews the budget, we are expecting him to sign that document, at least in part, later today. I think certainly this will be on his radar. We have heard from some of the interest groups who view this as very important, including MassPerg, and we know that the regional transit authorities in the bill that landed on the governor's desk were funded at about $80.4 million, which is about $6 million less than what the RTAs collectively were looking for, and a cut of about $2 million over the past couple of years. So certainly if this is going to impact service, I think the governor will hear about it. The question is really what can he do about it, because he can't at this point, at least with this budget, increase that line item. His options are really kind of limited unless he were to file an immediate supplemental budget to put money back into it. But given the cuts were required across the board in a lot of different areas, and we've heard from advocates from across the spectrum of services offered who are feeling some of the pain because of the decisions that had to be made in this budget, it doesn't appear that he has a lot of choices that he can make.
So it's a hands-tied kind of situation then?
A little bit. I mean, you know, he can either sign it at the level that the legislature agreed upon, or, you know, he could cut back even further. But, you know, one option, I suppose, at his fingertips would be as this month goes along and he looks to close out FY17 and looks ahead, I mean, he could file for additional spending in some areas if they think the money is going to be there. But usually the administration and the legislature is loath to kind of start pumping money back into the budget this early in the fiscal year, especially after what we've seen the past 2 years when revenues have kind of cratered and forced mid-year cuts later on.
Speaking of money, we're also going to be learning this week how much the possible increase for tuition in the UMass university system will be as the Board of Trustees will meet. But wasn't there also some push for a tuition-free year of college discussed at the State House last week?
Yeah, I mean, you know, this has been floated. Obviously, higher education in this budget, another area that is kind of feeling the pinch, pretty much level funded from last year across the board, except for some increases to cover collective bargaining contracts with the unions on the campuses. And that is likely going to require, and we've heard from UMass President Marty Meehan, another tuition increase. The idea of the tuition-free, you know, it's been piloted. The governor and Boston Mayor Marty Walsh have done some work to pilot some of these programs in Boston and some of the community colleges to offer free tuition. Certainly some of the Democratic candidates for governor, including Jay Gonzalez, has been pushing for free, and Teddy Warren pushing for free college tuition on public campuses. The question is, where does the money come from to offer that? And at this point, given the budget situation, I think legislators are struggling, even if ideologically they like the idea.
State House News Service reporter Matt Murphy. Matt, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You're listening to New England Public Radio.